नहीं मिलेगा।
इसलिए कहते हैं मायावादी के विश्वास के प्रति भी वृत्ति लाती है, कर्मों के विश्वास के प्रति आदर, कृष्ण से बात करते हैं दूसरी अन्नाभिलाषाओं व्यक्तियों के विचारों के प्रति विश्वास, तीन प्रकार की अभिबोध विरोध नहीं, उनसे बातचीत नहीं करेंगे मायावादियों से, कभी संपूर्ण रहेंगे और अन्नाभिलाष वाले व्यक्तियों से भी प्रीति रखेंगे, तब तक अपनी नष्ट,
ये सब अभिरोध।
ज्ञानी कर्मी अन्नाभिलाषी चेष्टाओं को देख करके निरपेक्ष रहना ही मन का अव्यक्त अभिरोध प्रति देगा। कृष्णे पर अभिलाषाओं की पूर्ति में प्रभुपाद की भाषा सहज है, अर्थ तो बड़ा सहज है, किंतु शब्द इतने ऐसे हैं जिसमें प्रवेश करना जरा कठिन। यदि मान लिया कि कोई हम ब्रह्मास्त्र कह रहा हो मनी मन में और उसमें हरि कीर्तन करो तो उनको क्या होगा, इसलिए कृष्ण लीलाओं का चिंतन और कृष्ण नाम करने से ये सब चीजें शांत हो जाती है। शरीर के वेद भी तीन प्रकार के होते हैं, जीवा वेद, उदर वेद, उपस्थ। ये तीन शरीर के जीवा वेद खाना पीना आदि का अलग रस की लालसा है, और उदर वेद माने
खाते गए खाते गए खाते गए एक फटा जाए यहाँ तक षडरस के अंतर्गत किसी भी रस का आस्वादन करने की लालसा से उत्तेजित होता है। ये पशुओं के मांस मछली अंडे खाते
गांजा भांग अफीम मादक द्रव्यों का प्याज लहसुन इत्यादि का सेवन भी जीवा वेग के अंतर्गत है। भक्ति साधक इन मादक द्रव्यों का सेवन कदापि नहीं करते। भगवान और भक्तों के उच्छिष्ट रूप महाप्रसाद का सेवन करो केवल, इसी से तुम्हारा जीवा वेग, महाप्रसाद परम सुस्वादु होने पर भी जीवा वेग के अंतर्गत नहीं है, किंतु हाँ उसमें यह सेवा की वृत्ति से लिया जाए, उसमें साग महाप्रसाद नहीं है, केवल राबड़ी ही प्रसाद है, उसको लोटकी भर लेकर के और रख लिया खा लिया और साग को छोड़ दिया दूसरों को, तब तो ये भेद बुद्धि होकर के वो अपराध हो गया। इसलिए साग में भी वैसे ही महाप्रसाद की बुद्धि हो उसमें भी श्रद्धा पूर्वक उसका सेवन करने से जीवा वेग दूर हो। स्वयं भोग की लालसा से प्रसाद पाने का बहाना बनाकर छल बल और कौशल से रसास्वादन करना भी जीवा वेग है। मठ में ठाकुर जी हैं, यहाँ का प्रसाद अच्छा नहीं लगता, गृहस्थ भक्त के घर में अच्छे अच्छे भोग लगते हैं, किसी प्रकार से हम आज आप ही के घर में हम प्रसाद पाएंगे, बस वहाँ पर प्रसाद पाया, ये क्या हुआ, ये भी जीवा लालसा हुई। धनी प्रभुपाद जी का धनी व्यक्तियों के घर पर देवताओं के उद्देश्य से अर्पित बहुमूल्य रबड़ी मलाई आदि सुस्वादु पदार्थों का भोजन करना भी निष्किंचन वैष्णवों के लिए हानिकारक है। अरे गोविंद जी का महाप्रसाद किसी को भोग से उन्मत्त कर दिया, विवाह करने की लालसा पैदा कर दी, क्योंकि उस रूप में खाया, भोज्य पदार्थ के रूप में महाप्रसाद का सेवन ये विषय से नहीं। महाप्रभु जी ने दिखलाया जो कैसे महाप्रसाद सेवन करना चाहिए, पहले मंत्र बोलो, महाप्रसादे गोविंदे नाम वैष्णवे दूसरों को सुनाने के लिए मत कहो, किसके लिए कहो, अपने मन से कहो, अपने मन रूपी बदमाश से कहो, महाप्रसादे गोविंदे नाम ब्रह्मणी वैष्णवे का स्वल्प पुण्य बताऊं विश्वास नहीं, या तो तुम्हारा स्वल्प पुण्य है तुमको विश्वास नहीं, किंतु विश्वास रखो और उसमें से अपने लायक जो प्रसाद है उसका सेवन करो। जिससे कि काम इत्यादि की वृद्धि न रहे, लोभ से युक्त होकर के नहीं। इसलिए वैष्णव के लिए ये सब हानिकारक है। महाप्रभु जी ने क्या किया, ये साग तो मेरे पास ले आओ, और मिठाई किसको दिया, ऐसे ही तुम लोग करो, अच्छी चीज मिलो मिले वो वैष्णवों को दे दो, और अपने साधारण से साधारण महाप्रसाद को वैसा ही समझ करके उसको चैतन्य चरितामृत में कहा गया, जिह्वार लाला से जे इति इति धाय शिष्णो उदर प्राण कृष्ण, भालो ना खाइबे भालो ना परिबे, जिह्वा के लोभ से जो इधर उधर दौड़ते हैं, कामाचारी पेटू व्यक्तियों को कभी भी कृष्ण भक्ति की प्राप्ति नहीं होती है, उनको कृष्ण भक्ति की प्राप्ति नहीं होती। सुंदर मूल्यवान वस्त्रों का व्यवहार नहीं करना चाहिए, सुंदर स्वादिष्ट भोजन भी नहीं करना चाहिए, साधकों को सावधानी से इनका वर्जन करना चाहिए। पेटू व्यक्ति अधिकांश रूप में नाना के रोगों से पीड़ित हो जाते हैं, अत्यधिक भोजन नहीं करना चाहिए, परिमित आहार, रात में कम सोएं, और नहीं तो रात में अधिक नींद आएगी। अभी आरती में भी नहीं आए, कीर्तन में भी बहुत से लोग आज अभी तक तो देखते हैं कि आ गए हैं, आधा पाठ होने के बाद में सब लोग आए, ये अधिक भोजन करने का ये है। अधिक आहार करने वाले व्यक्ति अधिकतर उपस्थ वेग के द्वारा चरित्रहीन हो जाते हैं। अधिक भोजन करने वाले यथोचित रूप में भगवत प्रसाद सेवन करने से, नियमानुसार एकादशी का पालन करने से, एकादशी का पालन नहीं कहा, क्या कहा, नियमानुसार, नियमानुसार में एकादशी करें, ऐसे हम लोग का कभी कभी नियम के विपरीत हो जाता है, उधर वेग शांत हो जाएगा। उपस्थ वेग दो प्रकार का होता है, वैध और अवैध। प्राप्त वयस्क व्यक्ति शास्त्र विधि से विवाह करके संतान उत्पत्ति के लिए संयत होकर के उपस्थ वेग का संयम, गृहस्थ व्यक्ति के लिए। अवैध उपस्थ अनेकों प्रकार के हैं, बरागी भाई ग्राम्य कथा ना सुनबे काने, ग्राम्य वार्ता ना कहिबे जबे मिलीबे आने, स्वप्ने ना कर भाई स्त्री दर्शन, गृह स्त्री छाड़िया भाई आशी आछब, यदि चाह प्रणय राखते गौरांगे रसने, छोटो हरिदासर कथा थाके जेनो मन, भालो ना खाइबे आर भालो ना परिबे, आर अमानी मानद हये हृदय के राधा कृष्ण सर्वदा भजबे। बैरागी भाई जिससे मिलो ग्राम्य वार्ता मत सुनो, संसारिक बातें मत सुनो, कृष्ण की बातें चर्चाएं सुनो, क्योंकि अपनी स्त्री को तो घर में छोड़ करके आए हो, वो घर में रो रही, और तुम इधर उधर में मन लगा रहे, ब्रह्मचारी का वेश किया, संन्यास ले लिया, और इधर उधर डोल रहे हो। ये स्त्रियों के लिए भी ऐसे ही, श्री सचिनंदन गौधरी के चरणों में प्रीति रखना चाहे तो छोटी हरिदास की बात याद रखो। आदमी तो आदमी से तो चुरा लोगे, महाप्रभु से कैसे चुराओगे, कैसे छिपाओगे, वो तो गोरा कथा मोनेर कथा जाने गोरा केमने दिवे फाकी, गोरा तो सबके मन की बात जानता है, उसको फाकी हमको फाकी दे सकते हैं, क्योंकि हम लोग तो आप ही जैसे हैं, इन लोगों को फाकी दे सकते हैं हम, किंतु गौरचंद्र को कृष्णचंद्र को और गुरु जी को फांकी नहीं दी जा सकती, इसलिए सावधान रहो, भक्ति से वंचित हो जाना पड़ेगा। यदि भगवत भक्ति की इच्छा है तो सुस्वादित भोज्य पदार्थों का सेवन न करो, सुंदर सुंदर वस्त्र भी मत पहनो, एक प्रकार से रह करके सदा सर्वदा राधा कृष्ण की सेवा करो। जो तन मन वचन से पूर्व कथित छह प्रकार के देवों को भली भांति सहन करने में समर्थ है, उन्हीं को ही गोस्वामी कहते हैं। ऐसा गोस्वामी जन ही कृष्ण के सेवक है, इसके विपरीत छह देवों के वशीभूत व्यक्ति को गोस्वामी नहीं गोदास कहना ही उचित है। बस आज इतना।
और तीन चार लाइन है, आंखों
का भेद क्यों नहीं आया है?
हैं?
शरीर के भेदों में आंखों का भेद,
बोल दिया नेत्र का भेद भी दिया।
और पांच छह लाइन है, पर खाली हो जाए सर।
गोदास माया के दास हैं, यदि कृष्ण भक्त बनना चाहें तो उन्हें गोस्वामी का जनों का अनुगत्य करना चाहिए। रूप गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, हमारे गौरकिशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज जी, गुरु वर्ग इत्यादि का अनुगमन करना चाहिए, दूसरा कोई उपाय नहीं। दिन रात निरंतर भगवान की कथाओं में श्री विग्रह का दर्शन करो और नहीं तो नेत्र वेग हो जाएगा। नेत्र वेग भी और सबको बतलाया, तीन वेग बतलाया ना शरीर का, नेत्र वेग,
प्राण वेग,
नेत्र वेग बतलाया,
जीवा
वेग, उदर वेग,
उपस्थ
वेग, ये सब उसी का अंतर। मतिप ने कृष्ण परतो सतो आप मितो भी बत्ती मुझे बताना, ये प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने बतलाया। पिताजी संसार के लोग तो पीसे हुए को पीस रहे हैं, चबाए को चबा रहे हैं, उनकी इंद्रिया वशीभूत न होने के कारण वे भोगे हुए विषय को ही बार बार भोगने के लिए संसार घोर नरक की ओर में जा रहे हैं। ऐसे गृहस्थ पुरुषों की बुद्धि अपने आप या किसी के सिखाने से अथवा अपने जैसे लोगों के संग से कृष्ण में नहीं जाती, वैष्णव के संग से।
Urges. Vega means urge of senses.
Urges of the senses.
Spelling
U-R-G-E-S. U-R-G-E-S.
Urge. So much started. Upa the Samrit.
No. It's
not batteries. Come on, come.
But when you
need batteries,
मेरे पास अभी पैसा नहीं है,
महाराज जी से लेना पड़ेगा, तो आप ही तो महाराज जी के।
नहीं मेरे पास एक भी नहीं, मैं कल सब वहाँ से पैसा महाराज दे दिया मेरे पास।
आप तो महाराज जी से लेके देंगे।
मैं अभी नहीं जाऊँ, महाराज अभी चल भेजा। सो श्रील महाराज एक्सप्लेन टुडे दैट वी हैड गान विद महाराज सो मेनी प्लेसेस इन ब्रजमंडल, मेनली राधाकुंड, स्वामीकुंड, गोवर्धन, नंदगांव, बरसाना, this part of Jamuna, seven born one side and five born another side, so we have complete seven bones in this side. So Maharaj is instructing us that this dham and this harikatha our life and soul, but how we can achieve these things, we have to think about this. If there is some greed regarding all these things, I also want to serve Krishna like Brajavasis, just like Sokha and parents or gopis. But if only think about this only greed, but we have not do any sadhan, not any mean, then it will be, the sprout will be dry. So how we can achieve all these things? Then my reply, we have to follow Upadesamrit. Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami distracting about this, so we have to follow Upadesha Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. But reading Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, only some knowledge we can gain this. But when we practice from Upadesha Samrit, then reading Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and other books, then not only knowledge, then some devotion will come in our heart. So we have to start from Upadesha Samrit. So Maharaj start first flow. Vachavegam, Manasakradhavegam, about six urges. Maharaj is telling these six urges for household devotee, not for renounced devotee. Why not? Because if anyone want to be a renounced devotee, at first it checks all these six urges. That means one brahmachari, one renounced person have to check all these six urges, then he will be qualified for renounced person. Otherwise, we are less than one household devotee. So, Rupa Goswami is ultimate goal for giving Sringar Ras, not for Vaidhi Bhakti, for Raganuga Bhakti. But for going this, we have to across step by step. So, Upadesha Samrit, first lok is first step. So, we have to obey all this instruction totally, then we can achieve the goal. Not only Rupa Goswami, our acharyas, our whole, all acharyas, their ultimate goal is for Raganuga Bhakti. But they start from Vaidhi Bhakti, and they stopped it at Raganuga Bhakti. This is the ultimate goal. So Rupa Goswami, in this Upad Samhita also, he is starting from Vaidhi Bhakti. And thereafter, he will show us his ultimate goal, Raganuga Bhakti. Then Maharaj explaining something about devotion, the definition of devotion. Anna Vilashita Sunnam Ganakarma Dhanavitam Anukulleno Krishna Sulam Bhakti Ruttama. The commented by Radharaman Das, that means one Goswami of Radharaman of Vrindavan. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taken this. He bowed down his lotus feet of Gurudev and Paramudev. She explaining here. Thereafter, Mara explaining about devotion, definition of devotion. Unna Vilashita Sunnam Gyana Karma Dhanavitam Anukulleno Krishna Sulam Bhakti Ruttama. Unna Vilashita Sunnam means, I am not explaining today fully because Maharaj explained this thing as before, so I touched only. Because if I want to discuss Onna Vilashita Sunnam this slow, it takes so much time. So Onna Vilashita Sunnam means we have to free from all kind of desire except than Krishna, Vaishnava and Guru. And karma and gyan, whose karma is not protect, is not supporting us for devotion, and whose gyan is supporting us for devotion, we have to leave all this karma and gyan. And then we have to do Krishna Anusilan, and it will be bhakti. Then Mahaj explaining one slok from Padma Puran. Sokamarsa divi bhavo yaktrantam yasya manasa katham dasya mukundasya spurti sambhavana bhavet. When we are doing any service, or if I think any bad thing, it's not proper service. So when we cook, when we serve Gurudev, when we do archan, then our mind will be fixed this service. And we shall think about Gurudev's activity, how Gurudev serves Gurudev, how he achieving his devotion. We shall think about this. Because we are conditioned soul and we have enjoying so many material things for so many births, so must be there some impression. So we have to remove this impression and we have to always think about Hari Guru Vaishnava, then we can achieve our devotion. So Soka Marsa Devi Bhavoi. Soka means if anything we lost, then is unhappy, it is so. Sometimes envious mood, if our mind will be affected by Soka and envy and anger, then Atham tasya mukundasya phusti sama vanavet. Then there is no possibility that Mukunda, the Supreme God, Krishna, will manifest in our heart. There is no possibility. So we have to free from our mind about these things, shock and amorsa envy and anger, all these things. Who can control these six urges? Vachaveg, that means urges of word. Why only this Vachaveg? It is very harmful. Hare Krishna. Vachaveg means urges of word. Very harmful. My experience before about lecturing these things in our class, then you have not come anyone here in Mark. Then Maharaj explaining about Sita Devi and Draupadi. Maharaj has given two examples. When Marij, the friend of Ravan, they consulting with Ravan, and Marij came in shape of deer. When Ramchandra ran after him, then Marij called Lakshman. Oh Lakshman, please help me, in the voice of Ramchandra. Ramchandra ordered Lakshman, you have to protect Sita, don't go anywhere leaving Sita Devi. But when Sita Devi and Lakshman heard the voice of Ram, that, oh Lakshman, please help me, I am in danger. Then Sita Devi ordered him, please go and help Ramchandra. Then Lakshman replied, oh mother, my brother is so powerful, none can defeat in this planet. Don't worry about him, he will come to you within few moments, don't worry. Next day I became furious. Oh, you want to enjoy me? So you don't want to go there. You are the followers, you are the spy of Bharat. So you came jungle with Ramchandra and you want to kill Ramchandra by anyhow and want to enjoy us, enjoy me. It is impossible. Better I can take poison and I can fire my, I can burn myself with fire, yet I should not be wife of yourself. Then Lakshman, oh mother, Lakshman is addressing her mother, but Sita Devi abusing him, like so. Then Lakshman gave one line and he went for helping Ramchandra. But it was the actual voice was demon Marich. Ravan came and when he entered inside, then some current he could not enter. So he called Sita Devi, please come out and give me alms. Otherwise, I shall curse you, then your husband has gone somewhere and he is in danger, he will be die. So he explained, how he knows everything? Then he came out and Ravan steal him. So here Bachavag means arges of word, Sita Devi, if Sita Devi not abusing Lakshman, there is no chance for stealing of Sita Devi. And no chance of battle with fight between Ram and Ravan. And Maharaj putting another example also about this. When Pandavas, they make good palace and very beautiful things everywhere. There is water, it seems there is only plain ground. Where is plain ground? It seems that there is full of water, water current is going on. Sometimes there is no curtain. Suppose that there is good curtain, there is curtain, and suppose there is only wall. So Duryodhan never sees like this. So where is water? He go through straightly, then he came up to his waist and every cloth became wet. And where is no water, it is going on just like water flows, current is going very forcefully. Then he took out his cloth, then it became lap. And Draupadi, his elder sister-in-law, and he hiding his face and smiling his tail that his father is blind and he also blind. Only for this word, Mahabharata Yuddha take place. So we have to control Bachavag at first, the urges of word. Who can check all these are six urges is Jagat Guru. That means he can control whole world. Here, who can control his senses, he can qualify to purify whole world by his devotion. Just like Gurudev can purify whole world. Who will come attach of him must be there is some greed to serve Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. Here only Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur not explaining about six arjas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Nidra, sleeping. During Harikatha, sometimes sleep come. Alasya, laziness, and Namaparaj. All these things you have to remove from these things with these six arjas. There is one slok also here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explaining here. Taking from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 14, Slogan number 24. Bhagadagada adravates jesha chityam rudatta viksam hasatika chitcha vilajyaud gayate nittatecha madhvakti yukto bhuvanankunati. When anybody's word will be full of prema, and for this his heart will be melted and it come throughout tears. Always is weeping, never stop, because then is another slok, evang brata sapyanama kritta jatanu raguta chitta uchchoi hasat tatha dhraditi rauti gayatun madha batin tati loka vajja. A sadhak, sometime smiling, he is chanting but smile automatically. Nobody is here, nothing, why? Sometime he is chanting, one little pastimes manifest in his heart. Just like as for Rupa Goswami, I explained these things as before about this fact. Rupa Goswami was chanting and one pastime immediate manifest in his heart. There's Srimati Radha Thakurani with his also kiss. When Kusum Sarovar are packing flowers, they want to make garland and want to put the neck of Krishna. They came early in the morning, sun is not coming out yet, there is some dark little bit. Then one tree was full of flower. Then Krishna climbed up the tree and he sat down on branch for the weight of flower and mainly special weight of Krishna, it became more down. And Srimati Radhaji, Radha Thakurani was packing flower with his friends. Then Radhaji was taking one hand, one branch and packing flower. And another so also several places. Then Krishna saw, when Radhika immersed herself for packing flower, then Krishna take another branch and jumped up from this branch. Then automatically spring up, then Radhika was hanging and telling, oh, who is here? Protect me, save me, save me, save me. Then Krishna came out from tree and embraced him. Seeing this first time, Rupa Goswami became smile. So, who is liberated soul, during his chanting, automatically pastimes will come out, manifest in his heart. So, when any sadhak, Uttam Bhagavad is laughing, that means pastimes manifest in his heart. So sometimes he will laugh, sometimes he used to weep. Why? He thought, oh, pastimes manifest in his heart again. That Akrur came Braj and he is going taking Krishna. So when these pastimes came in their heart, they became weak. They could not check themselves. Sometimes he danced just like a mad person. He has no care for any material person. Sometimes he singing loudly, leaving any kind of same anything. Then Bhakti Thakur explain here again, small explain here, that we have to know that who can check all the six urges, he can qualify to enter the realm of devotion. These six urges, controlling these six urges is not direct sadhana, direct sadhana for devotion. But this is the gate of entering devotion. So if anyone want to enter devotion, he have to check all these six urges as before. When he can, and what is bhakti? Bhakti is the saptakasika vritti of devotion. That means, saptakasika means, I'm going to explain here, as bhakti never think who is qualified, who is not, he will not think about this. When he like, he can manifest anybody's heart. He has no restriction. Just like one little baby, he or she can go everywhere. He has no restriction. Because he is so simple, he has no shame, nothing else like so. The same way, the bhakti is so powerful and independent. She can manifest anybody's heart at any time. Just like Ajamil, he was so Dabuchi and Billa Mangal, but yet bhakti is manifest in the heart. So it is not, bhakti is not under any rule and regulation. Where she can manifest anybody's heart. So he want to enter devotion of realm, then he have to check all these urges. Then Maharaj discussed, Gurudev discussed about six part of Saranagati. Anukullasa sankalpa pratikullasa vivarjanam rakshisatiti vishasa ugaptitya varanam tatha atmanikshepa karpan nishala vidha Saranagati. That means we have to take which is favorable for us and we have to leave which is unfavorable for us. and Krishna is protect us every time. This will be from faith. And Gopitya Varanam Tatha. And Krishna is our only Lord. He has protector. Atmanik Seva Karpan, you surrender him, my ourselves, the lotus feet of Krishna. And we are very humble. This is the six parts of Saranagati. But this is also not direct devotion. Not direct part of devotion, but this is a part of Shraddha, not part of Bhakti. So in this slok, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Thakur is explaining that Anukula Sankalpa Pratikula Vivajanam means we have to leave the unfavorable thing. Unfavorable means these six bags, six arjas. This is unfavorable for us. Then Bhakti Thakur putting another slok from Padma Puran. Soka Marsa Divi Bhakta Hantaji Samana. This is putting us before also by Radharaman Goswami. So Bhakti Thakur explaining here that Kam Krodh Lobh Moha Mad Matsarya. Kam means lust, material lust. Krodh means anger, lobh means material greed. Moha means for attachment for material thing. And mad means proud. All these things, they always come in conditioned soul's heart. And they can create some pressure, then by which we can tell anything to anybody. It is called Bachoveg. Bhakkaveg, arjas of word. Maharaj is telling here, we have to think that if anybody tell me anything, if I feel unhappy, if I touch in my heart, then we have to alert about the same thing. If I tell these things to anybody, this word will be touched in another person's heart also. So we never tell any word which is touched about anybody's heart and it is the full of sorrows. So we have to be aware about this.
Wait, I don't understand.
No, not to disturb anybody and cause anxiety.
Yes. And don't disturb anybody. If I tell something that you are very naughty, you are very rascal, then this word touch anybody's heart, he feels some unhappy. We have to alert that if anybody tell me rascal or idiot, nonsense, if I feel unhappy, then another must be hearing this from me, will be unhappy. So we have to care about this. It is called arjas of word. Manoveg. What is manoveg? My mind wants so many things. Sometimes mind will be, please leave devotion, please go material world. This is good, that is good. This is the desire of mind. We have to check all this desire following devotion. This is called arjas of mind. Krodh beg, arjas of anger. If anybody is very angry, then if you tell him any good word also, any, if you give him any good suggestion, yet it will be opposite to you. So we have to care at any cost, we never will tell anything with anger mood. Jibha beg, arjas of chang, that means sweet thing, sour, and kadua means bitter, very salty, so it's too much. Sweet, too much sour, too much bitter, too much salty. So we have to prohibit all these things. Even if we take too much sweet, then after some days you will be affected by diabetes. If too much sour, then tamas mood, that sattvic rajas tamas mood will come in our heart. So we have to be aware about this. We shall take only these things which offer to deities, and we can take all this as a prasad and by for our maintaining life and for service. not for our enjoyment of senses. Udarbeg arthat, the urges of stomach, if we take more food, more meal, always we are taking something now, that's why it goes. Then, one day come, then our stomach will be disturbed. And if anybody take always something, then due to this urges of stomach, then upasthabag will come. Upasthabag means the mood of succession, bound to come. Then when all these urges will come, then it is very obstacle for devotion. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explains this shloka for who can control these six urges. This is the sadhan of, this is the mean of entering devotion. But again explaining, no, this is only stage. Then if anybody can control this urges, he will qualify for entering the devotion of temple step by step. So we have to across this first step by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. So we have to care how I can check all the, I can control all the surges. So we have to do our own effort and we have to pray the lotus feet of Hari Guru Vaishnavas. Then Sri Guru is explaining about this, that we have heard so many things from Gurudev and all other Vaishnavas and we have done parikrama so many places. So this kind of word is not give us pleasure. But yet we have to obey all these things. Without regarding all these things, we could not enter high level. When any devotee is not mature, then these six urges giving so many obstacles. Then at that time, how we can across these six urges? Then we have to surrender ourselves, lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Under guidance of Vaishnava, we have to serve Gurudev. Under guidance of Vaishnava and Gurudev, we have to serve Supreme God. Then, and we have to remove the 10 Namaparad. By this, all these things, then we can be able to remove all these six urges. Then we can, one day will come, then we can achieve devotion step by step, gradually. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur putting another slok here about Namaparad. Srutvapi nam mahatmam japriti rahito dhamaha ahang mamadi paramo nam nisap parad hakrit. Hearing the glorification of holy name, if we have no priti for nam, it is one kind of Namaparad. Because we have proud for, we have false identification in body, it is very dangerous. The false identification of body is very dangerous to across the six urges and ensuring devotion. So anyhow, we have to leave all these things, the false identification in body, and we have to enter bhakti gradually. Renounce is two type. One is dry renounce, another is appropriate renounce. Dry renounce means we have so many desires, but we show the whole universe that I have no desire, nothing else. But when, if I do so, then one day will come, then the senses take us for material things. And Yukta Vairagya means we have to take which is appropriate for our health, for maintain our life. If we not take, then one day will come, then we are bound to go for material things. And if appropriate Vairagya, then we shall take prasad, which is suitable for us, not too much and not little, like so. Stop. Arjun Sammain.
You said there's dry renouncement and the other one
appropriate.
Was?
Appropriate.
Yukta Vairagya.
Yes, Yukta Vairagya.
Okay.
Man ka vyakti, Arjun Sammain, we have to free from all kind, all kinds of thrust except than Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. Except Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, all kind of thrust is called Asatrishna. Then when we'll be free from this Asatrishna, then Netrabeg. Netrabeg means Arjas of eyes. It is also one kind of Arjas. Because if anyone trapped by any material thing, at first I help him for trapping material things. I will see something's beauty. Thereafter, mind want to enjoy this. Then, any devotee, any person, then he bound to trap all these things. So, netra vega means also, that means ajas of eyes also very difficult. So, Billa Mangal, when leaving all these things, he was going Vrindavan. Then he saw one lady pulling water from the well. Very beautiful lady. Seeing her beauty, he could not check himself. So he came behind her, and when she entered, he came with his big braid, so big hair, just like sadhu. Then her husband asked him, "Oh Baba, what do you want? Who entered just now, please send her. I want to talk something." He thought maybe he will pray for some food, any cloth like so. Then when she came, he prayed her. He asking her, please put on
hairpins.
Taking hairpin immediate, he choked his eyes. And blood is coming. Then they became restless, both the pair. What happened? I'm telling, if there is no bamboo, there is no chance of flute. Because flute is made of bamboo. So if there is no eye, there is no chance for going material things. So anyhow, we have to choke our eyes. He choked his eyes. So it is called netrabeg.
Oh. What kind of renouncement is that called? It's like, it sounds very artificial, this.
What?
We also have to pluck our eyes?
No, no.
I mean,
Billa Mangal giving example like so.
Yeah.
If we do, it will be dry vairagya, dry downs. It is not yukta vairagya for us. It is so high stage, but our stage is not so high.
He is giving example.
Yes, only giving example here. That hot kind of arjas of eyes. We have to see the lotus feet of Gurudev, lotus feet of Vaishnavas, and deities. Thakurji, we have to see the dress of Thakurji.
Dham.
We have to, yes, dham, and the beauty of Braj, and beauty of Navadi, beauty of Jagannath Puri, like so. Then?
Like Bali Maharaj, example. Bali Maharaj engaging all his senses in.
No, Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish.
Yes, like this.
Yes.
Pranbeg. Pranbeg is arjas of life. That means, sometime we take very little. I want to show that I am a very renounced person. That I become restless for hunger. Then at that time we shall think about Hari Guru Vaishnava, we shall think about how I can quench my thirst, quench my hunger. So it is called pranavig. So I have to take prasad, what is appropriate for us, what is suitable for us. If we not take, then we will be restless. Then we have to think about this. Then at that time mind will not go for thinking about Hari Guru and Vaishnava. It is called pranavig. Shravan Veg. We have to care for hearing the sweet sound of material sound, because ear always like for hearing sweet sound. As for example, that deer, at first there is no gun, no pistol like so. So his hunter used to go to jungle and they play on flute. Hearing this sound, deer like sweet sound. When they came, then hunter keep one stick very lightly. When deer hear this sweet sound, he want to some shelter. So deer take shelter of the stick, and it's so light, fall down. Then taking this stick, hunter, bite him bitterly, that really catch tear. So we have to beware from hearing this material good sound, material sweet sound. We can hear sweet sound of Vaishnava Kirtan, so many things. If we can control these three things, and sometimes for pranavas, urges of life, sometimes you want so many things, but if no need, yet you want to take so many things. If anyone can control these three urges, urges of eyes, urges of life, and urges of hearing, then he can control all other urges very easily.